Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Oh, my. Well, it's springtime in Normandy on the Rock Road. It's the Do-O-O-Tama. And the Hoosiers of the game. We'll be buried in the sunflower garden on Friday afternoon. We'll walk that 18th fairway. Singing the song.
Sing it like five seconds behind the music. You'll be fine.
Jake and Kirk wants to know if those sirens were for the first heart attack of the day.
Wait till the brisket gets here first.
Somebody ate 9 donuts before they even had them on the table.
The donuts from Donut Drive-In have arrived. The players are enjoying the donuts from Donut Drive-In. Doug, that is our first course of the day. The second course will arrive at 11:30.
Well, sure.
Tom Schmidt, Salt and Smoke. And then at 3:30, we will have J.J. Twiggs, Southampton, deliver pizza and wonderful treats for the players. When you're out here firing low numbers, you need to be handsomely rewarded with treats.
Yeah, Bearcat's get a donut yet?
He'd
a bear claw.
There's no way he'll show up.
You think he's scared now?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's afraid. He doesn't want to make an ass of himself.
So I don't think he would if he had a donut.
Well, it's about a 2-hour drive for him, so.
Well, okay. He's made it many times before.
Well, he's not going to be here, so.
All right. He's feeling a little comfortable now. Lisa Ann is with us here and has some coffee for Iggy.
We brought you a dunce cap.
I just had the greatest reality when I was in the bathroom using the ladies' room, Nature Calls.
Oh.
And I was thinking about you, Doug.
Who is it?
If there were jellyfish here right now, I wouldn't have to make that trip.
That's
because
right.
Because people would be getting stung, and I'd just be able to be helping them.
Yeah.
And I realized that it would be great if there were jellyfish here.
Shower them with your gold.
That was what the reality I had when I was in there. It was very gleeful, too.
I came out laughing.
This is good content. Bring this. Oh.
Was the line to the ladies' room with all the female listeners, was the line 20 minutes? What was the line like?
There was no line. There was one guest using the facility at the moment. I considered the men's room. I scoped it out, and then I said no.
You went into the men's room.
I do that a lot.
You do?
But here, at this
and
event.
Stuff, oh, yeah, because women take longer. We like to fix our hair.
And there are men in there?
No. I make sure. I get my security guy. He goes in there like there's a fire.
Clears it out.
He gets everybody out of there. He stands in front of the stall for me. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be, 144 players today? My math is right.
Yeah, a lot of people
if
in the gallery.
We have jellyfish, man.
Yeah, so
we don't have jellyfish.
River to pair.
We did, Doug.
Yeah. River to pair.
I wish we did.
How about a bee sting? Does that work the same way?
We can try it.
Okay.
If anybody gets stung by a bee today, who's going to be the first to...
I'll pee on him. Yes, I think I won.
Cletus will take care of that.
Mrs. Smith has just sent in a text. Lisa Ann, you remember her from the dating game last night at Maggie
Love
O'Brien's.
Love the Smiths. Yes, I do remember them.
She says, or Mr. Smith says, Mrs. Smith wanted to tell y'all how much fun she had last night and really dug Lisa Ann. Thanks for a great time. Thanks. That's from Mr. Smith. Mm.
I love them.
Great
They're
couple.
Fantastic. She looked lovely in that mint green top last night. I can still see her sitting there smiling. And they look like they keep each other very happy.
There's a lot of people there last night, a lot of couples there last night that I would love to bring back to the patio. Right? But I think I'm out of the patio business for a while. I got it.
The Plowhawk, once again. There needs to just be a track on the Plowhawk's bike. That's it. Because it's subtle. but it's brilliant. It's like watching The Graduate, Doug. You really have to be paying attention. The Plowhawk looks a little different than he did when we took the commercial break. And he just kind of shook his head and he goes...
Well, usually Iggy's more subtle. That was very straightforward, to the point.
So I
want to bring him
missing,
to the breezeway.
A little data here. Iggy, what does the patio mean?
He used to live in a different apartment. He had a nice little patio and a garden in the back, and occasionally he would bury some of his little pretties.
Well, Doug, that's in part true, but the other part of the story is there were some listeners who were interested in spending time with Iggy, and Iggy invited them over for... Yeah. Beverages, and Iggy, it's up to you if you want to tell the rest of the story. This might be one of the now embargoed topics on today's show. I don't know.
Yeah, I've embargoed.
It has been embargoed, Lisa Ann.
Yes,
it's been embargoed.
It's just, let's just say it does.
You can talk about it on Dudes Do Better, but you cannot talk about it on this show.
So let me ask you, do you no longer have a patio?
Well, I do, but it's...
But you use it for different reasons.
It's less sexy.
Yeah, it's got too many trees.
I'll tell you what, I am.
It's harder to dig. If you're going to dig a grave, you run into roots.
Yeah.
I am about 65 floors up, overlooking the city, and it is the best sex patio I've ever had in my life.
So you bang on the balcony?
Bang on the balcony.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Bang on the balcony. Don't trust the railings.
The gallery,
I don't trust the railings.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible.
So I use the furniture, but, you know.
So you hold on the furniture while you're
out
there?
Yeah, because you know what? The railing, even though I'm sure it's secure... You're not making it after that.
I understand that. Do you like the idea that there could be people watching you?
Yes, because I'm a watcher. And when I moved into that building, the hotel across from me that I was just looked at as this, like, just building, there was never anybody staying there because it was during the pandemic. And then as blinds started opening, I realized I need to get some binocs, like, right away on Amazon binoculars, you know? Yeah. And since I am such a creeper... I do feel that I need to entertain in return.
You need to reciprocate.
Yes. When it's a full moon, everybody's doing it in these hotels with the, you know, blinds open over the city. They don't live there. Hotel people are definitely more likely. Now, I will step away to do things like pick my nose because I don't want to do that in my apartment where somebody could be watching.
TMZ or something.
I like everything to look good at all times, made up and ready to go for all the watchers.
See, I'm not a voyeur. Per se, but I don't mind people watching.
Somebody in the audience just yelled, "What?"
Did you say boyer or voyeur?
Voyeur. I don't. Were you listening to what Lisa Ann talked about? It's not hijacking. I'm playing off of this.
Rich, baby. Rich
from Maryland Heights from 30 years ago.
I love Rich.
Do you like to watch in person, though? Like when you are in a group setting, do you like to watch the couple that's right there?
Well, I'm usually participating, and the guy is watching. The husband is watching.
Lisa Ann, as you know, Iggy is a bull.
But I don't mind people watching me. Back when I lived in this apartment complex across the street, let's just say circa 2003 or 4.
Okay, let's say that.
And we had I was on the street, so my second floor patio was facing the other buildings.
Okay.
And I just got back from a softball game. Got out of the shower and had the TV on. Maybe it was even the Cardinals. And I went out to just watch it while I'm drying off. And there's four girls across the street on their patio clapping. And I just kind of gave them a wave and like
that. Oh, Doug, an old tip of the cap. How do you do?
So then I started.
Teddy ball game.
Then I started doing it all the time. And one time, guy was out there. And he goes, "Pervert, shut your drapes."
Oh, yeah, shut him.
I said, "Wait a minute, your girlfriends clap for me." Now, this guy's saying, "Pervert, shut your drapes." So I don't mind people watching me.
Okay.
But I'm not really into watching other people.
I mean, sometimes I need to sit back and have a little bottle of water. So I'll watch what's going on there while I'm hydrating.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hydration is key.
Hydration is key. Thank you, Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Bet.
Glad to see that.
Mrs. Doug's Glue Guzzler has a kink to sit back and watch me with a woman. Doug, that's from Doug's Glue Guzzler.
Okay. This guy's been a problem for a while, though. I'm going to go ahead and suspend him.
Oh, my God, he's gone.
Guzzler, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Now, I don't have the Mark Milton STLTaxLawyer.com suspension log you with me right now, but believe you me, when I get back to the station, his name will go into that log you, and he will indeed be suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Thank you, Mark Milton,
for all your work.
He's promised me the password again.
Milty has a great slogan. It's not coming to me right now.
I'm not guilty. I'm with Milty.
That's it.
That's the one.
Slogan.
That's the one that you were looking for.
Such a good slogan.
I don't know if everybody saw and met the people from Fistful of Bourbon last night.
I did.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yep.
I had one of those last night.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I had, but I opened that little bottle and I had a little nip.
A little taste.
There is a new whiskey in town, Fistful of Bourbon's the name, and going down easy is their game. The kin behind Fistful has spent over 100 years concocting the finest blend of five whiskeys this side of the Smokies, making it the smoothest bourbon your mouth will ever feel. This is the kind of complexity that can only be accomplished with a good old-fashioned hard work and sound alchemy. That's why Fistful of Bourbon keeps winning gold medals, blue ribbons, and whatnots at every fancy liquor competition from the Berkshires to Bakersfield. Get wise. Pick up a bottle today. Don't be a damn fool. Please enjoy Fistful responsibly. Send your emails in 21 minutes away from the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. You are seeing a lot of TMASTL merch out here today.
Yeah.
And you can get yours at TMASTLShop.com. All of the playoff gear, Blues and Avalanche tonight. The Puck Kroenke shirt, the Kroenke clown nose, that is up there for you. Kroenke sucks t-shirt. If we could just get hot, we can win this baby. All the TMA logos are there. It is TMASTLShop.com. The recovering alcoholic's caressing himself.
I know, look at that.
And
gut.
What is going on, Doug?
Look at the gut. Oh.
And now he's prancing around.
Oh, we don't need that.
He's going
I have finally figured out who the recovering alcoholic is.
Yeah, that
like,
was him.
Like, this is bit. Yeah. Okay, yeah, now I get it.
You'll see him tonight, too, probably.
I saw him last night. He didn't look quite as spruced up. That color of his shirt really working for him.
Mike Lee is here at the dais. He is pointing at Doug, and he would like to appear on the radio. Show, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, Mike Lee.
Well, hello, Mike.
Has entered the building.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
You want to use the Plowhawks headset, Mike? I see you have a book. You have brought literature today.
And his black belt, by the way. Let's not talk about that.
Plowsy, help him with the headset there. Well, I guess I could if I could reach a little farther. You go ahead and do that. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Good work, Plowsy. Last time I saw you, Mike, you were proposing to me.
That's right.
Yeah,
right under that pavilion.
You.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah. Long time no see.
Long time no see. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you,
too. You look great. I see that you've got a black belt since I last saw you.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be my security when I travel. How do you think that would go?
Poorly, but it's a nice ask.
Are you a black belt in karate?
I am.
Wow, that's impressive.
That. No, take a look at that.
Did you not pick up on that?
Well, I saw that he was wearing it.
I don't know
if he was the one who earned it.
It takes me 6 years being black belt.
Is that right?
Okay.
They make me break concrete, breaking water.
You can break concrete?
Yeah, when the long time ago.
One karate chop does it?
And you had to be the teacher. You had to fight the teacher for a while.
Yeah? Did you handle it?
Spar.
Yeah, you had to beat him.
Yeah.
Mike, last time you and Lisa Ann were together, probably one of the most romantic moments in this show's history, you got on one knee and you proposed to her under the pavilion. Now, Lisa Ann was open to it, but she let you know right then and right there that she would be having sex with multiple people. How did that make you feel?
I don't know.
But do you consider you guys still engaged, or what is the status of your relationship?
Last month ago, on my birthday, I ate that girl milk.
Oh, I'm not sure you can say that.
I think on HD2 you can.
Yeah, it's HD2 allowed.
Right. Well, if we're on Balloon Party, it might be a problem.
Oh.
A lot of people have milk with their birthday cake.
Yeah.
Right. No, maybe that's what he's talking about.
Take me 6 years being black belt.
Right. 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's impressive. Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
You've also got a book in your hand. What's the
literature?
What are you reading?
This?
The Mike name on? It's a book about you? Nice.
Iggy, he's stealing your move.
That may be the worst Photoshop I've ever seen.
That is amazing. So, Mike, you know, would you be okay if we were married and I was having interactions with other men, or do you think you should be able to keep me exclusively to yourself?
I think so.
You think you could please me?
Yeah.
Don't you?
On a regular basis?
But I'm black belt, too.
Yeah.
I know, but how about in bed? Are you black belt in bed? Did you get certified black belt in bed, Mike Lee?
I don't know.
Don't you have to unblock him first?
Later.
Iggy, just stir the pot.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, right
past
here.
Last Friday, Alba Pool was the golf at 8 o'clock in the morning where we need to go in.
What, like a gateway or something, probably?
No, where that?
Oh, really? Is that right? What a great track.
Was there, P-Dub. Ever Pujol was there.
Doug, that's a great track.
Yeah, it must be if Pujols is playing there.
He'd be long there.
Oh, is that right? Really?
My son Hannah, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Big Irish?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's great to hear.
I bet Albert Pujols can hit a golf ball 400 yards.
Wow. Wow. But he can
he's not that good at golf.
Oh, he's not that good.
No. I thought he would have been.
No.
Are you better?
I'm not that good.
No.
His son's good golf. His son's here.
He's a wonderful player.
He's here, so.
Yeah, he's right over there. I see him.
Working on a short game right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Swope is here in his green jacket, Doug. He's one of my favorites.
Hello,
he's a legend. He's a legend. And he immediately begins taking pictures.
Really take him. Where do all the pictures go? He takes 1,000 of them. Where do they go?
Thank you, Mike. Good to see you, Mike. A very abrupt ending, kind of like our out points on our audio.
Mike, where'd he go? What just happened?
He's got to go read more about himself in that book.
No, he karate chopped the headset.
These are really warm.
there was a jellyfish there.
He has a lot of body heat. That boy has a lot of body heat.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, the texts are coming in fast and furious. Let's see. Question for Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann, you have an affiliation with Barstool, correct?
Yes, I do a lot of different shows on Barstool. Love it.
What do you think about the orange curmudgeon's problem with Riggs? That's from Hedonism Chuck.
Yeah, this is something I'm not really keen on. I will say the last time I was in there, I ate a boiled bowl. Can I say the P word?
Penis?
Yes.
Really?
I wanted to ask permission.
Why would you eat that?
Well, because they have this show called Lowering the Bar, and they make weird food, and they have guests come in and eat it.
Look like a turkey neck or something?
No, I'll be honest with you. My mom was not a good cook. Yeah. My dad was a great cook. Mom, not a good cook.
Sure.
So she boiled all meat. So as soon as it went in my mouth, it tasted like every meat I ever ate as a child.
That was all right. Really.
I crushed it. Everybody else was getting sick. I ate it, no problem.
God, look at you, champion.
You're a good
sport. Do you know Riggs? Riggs is from St. Louis.
I do know Riggs. I didn't know he was from St. Louis.
Yeah, he's from St. Louis.
Wow.
Iggy, would you describe yourself as sideways with him? How would you describe him?
No, I just troll him.
And he hasn't blocked you.
No, he doesn't know who I am. Well, he
says
he.
You have a problem when somebody says you don't know him?
He doesn't. He says he doesn't, but come on.
everybody would know Iggy.
Everybody knows
Iggy. Such a star.
But he does a golf show. But
they're like buddy buddies.
They suck up to all the players. And
okay, they have great connections. We could word this differently. We could say they have great connections and great access to the events to be able to interview and have conversations with the players.
They do, but not a lot of conversations. Just a lot of taking pictures, smiling, say, hey, look who we hung out with. But there's no interviews, so.
Kind of like you at AVN? Yeah.
Oh!
Now, wait a minute.
You chopped him off at the knees.
Wait a minute, sister. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, sister. I've done interviews. I interview the girls I'm with.
I understand.
And they went somewhere.
I don't run around that place taking pictures with people and then not interviewing them.
I will say this. The energy at Barstool is next level. And the way Everly helps promote each other's shows and each other's merch. I just find it fascinating how well they all work together.
Yeah, I kid about Riggs. I mean, they do a great job, and that's the audience they're looking for, people that really aren't avid golfers. They're trying to bring those people into the game. Then there's old curmudgeons like me and the sports writers out there thinking, yeah, look at these idiots walking the fairway. Get out of there. You know, they're just kind of old school people, so I get what they're doing, though.
Glennie just started a show called
Glennie Balls.
Only Stands, which is great.
Oh, that sounds great.
And his latest interview is the first ever mother-daughter duo on OnlyFans.
Oh,
my God.
How's that
that's
operation working?
I got to watch it tonight. I only got to see the clips, but I'm glued. It's on my planner. This is what you're going to learn tonight. You got to watch this full interview on YouTube immediately.
Glennie Balls is always wearing a Cardinal jersey or Cardinal hat, isn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
He is, or he wears the Hawaiian shirts. That's kind of his thing.
Is he tied to St. Louis as well? I didn't know on that one.
You know, I'm not. No, he's a Long Island kid.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Doug Glennie Balls.
I don't know Glennie Balls.
There's so many people working at Barstool.
So many.
Are you on a regular there, or you just drop by?
I usually try and go in there maybe 2 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
But I keep good connections with them, where if they're running a promo on something, I'll swing by the office and do a photo in the shirts to help sell it, just because, you know, like, I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
And I like how well they all get along. I'm really good friends with Casey Smith. You know who she is from Barstool?
Yeah.
Casey, no.
She's part of my woman's group. I have started a woman's group in New York City.
What's going on with this woman's group?
Once a month, I gather all the women. It's getting bigger every month. And
you guys have a marvelous daisy chain.
We just have brunch and we talk.
How much time do you have in a day? It seems like you've got your fingers in everything.
I'm very organized with my time. I got my hands in everything. But every girlfriend I had individually when I first moved to the city was like, you know, I have a really tough time meeting new female friends. And so after having this conversation one-on-one with everybody, I just started a group text and I said, guess what? You all trust me. I vetted everybody. You're all going to meet each other. You're all going to like each other. And we started doing this, and it's great because now they go and do things on their own. Everybody's supporting each other's things. One of the girls is a little pop star. They go to see her shows. One's a photographer. Everybody has their own gig, and I'm watching it grow. And it's just beautiful to see because I listened to that and realized I can weave this together.
Oh, that's outstanding. Look at you. Yeah. El Presidente.
Wow. I can see how happy you are, too, being in New York when – Cherie DeVille's in town tonight. I'm hanging out with Cherie.
Yep. Everybody comes to New York.
Lexi Bell's in town tonight. I'm hanging out with Lexi.
Yep, you get to hang out with all your friends. Everybody comes to New York.
Yeah.
It's cool. So easy, and it's just been very different than being stuck in traffic in L.A. and nobody gets together.
Yeah.
But so Casey is in the women's group.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten the guitar yet for me to come up to New York and hold the guitar where you're going to come film.
Right.
Now I think
right.
they said he sent it to Budapest. So I have no clue where this Rory Gallagher guitar is at now, but
you know, you can come to New York without the guitar.
Yeah, come to New York without it.
Just come hang
out. You and Biff.
You know, there's some good sex clubs there, underground sex clubs.
I told Tim yesterday. I'm just
taking a break. Are you on a pause?
Yeah, he's done with sex, actually, Lisa. He's retired.
Are you on a pause?
He will unretire as long as somebody will just get on top of him and he doesn't have to do anything.
I can just lay there. I don't want to do any work.
At his apartment too. Yes.
How attractive of a trait is that?
When did this happen?
I don't know.
Well, he made the announcement yesterday.
Is that why the 500 number came out? That's like
it's the final total. We know he's retired.
No, I hadn't had sex since November of 2019.
Yep.
Then the pandemic hits. You're not having sex with anybody. And then a couple weeks
I don't know what you're talking about. We were all still having sex during the pandemic.
I wasn't.
We were just COVID testing each other in each other's hallways.
Is that what's going on?
So in New York, you could get tests through your insurance sent to you if you lived in a shared space in an apartment building once a week. So everybody's like stockpiling these tests. So you have 30 tests in hand at all times. So if a worker's coming in your apartment, you make them swab in the hallway and do it on the app. And you're like, you can come in. So we'd say, okay, how many tests do you have? I have this many. Oh, let's have a bunch of people over. Everybody tests before and everybody have sex, and we were still doing it.
Yeah, I wasn't testing anybody. I just wasn't having sex. But then I had, I took somebody to the Samantha Fish concert a few weeks back. Then we had sex.
How was it? Did you only lay
Samantha
on your back?
Fish was tremendous.
No.
There's a girl.
Oh, the sex.
We assume it was a girl.
Yeah, but then after I got done, I said, yeah, that's really just too much work. You know, I mean,
this is the first bit of trauma I'm experiencing with you that I feel we need counsel. Like, we need a therapist. You know, do you realize that when you orgasm, it lubricates your muscles, it prevents arthritis, it is good for you? Do you realize
that
I am 50 years old, and the reason I look this good is because I focus on making sure that I'm having sex?
Well, I can do all that without a
partner.
Let's
go.
There you go. There you go.
But maybe it's just my age. I mean, I'm still good at it. But
how old are you now?
I'll be 65 in July.
And I wonder if that's the tipping point. Does 65? Start to fall off? Yeah. I mean,
I've always been one to please the woman, so I'm not just going to wham.
Oh, God.
Somebody snag that audio if they could.
It's not always going to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So, you know, one missionary, you know, reverse cowgirl, doggy, just whatever pleases her.
So you go straight from missionary to reverse cowgirl.
Whatever she wants.
Zero to 60. Ferrari,
and then I end with doggy style, which I'm doing all the work, and I got done with it, and I said, that's just a lot of work. I'm just going to...
You're a victim, aren't
you? I mean,
you?
I've got my computer, and if I'm going to have sex, it's just, I'm just going to lay there. Do whatever you want to me, but I'm just
going to happen to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's devastating to think that there could reach a peak age. I will say this, and I will announce this on the air, which is going to shock all of you. I am, for the first time in many years of my life, having sex with only one person.
Oh.
What?
You're growing up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so the same guy has been in my life for 12 years.
We've talked about
him. Talked about him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we've always had this open thing where, you know, we don't
kind
ask questions.
Kind of like the couple last night, Charisse and her gentleman lover, Josh.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Kind of like, but he's my number one, exactly like them.
All right.
But post-pandemic, we had the talk, and now we're doing the just us thing. So, which is tough, because as soon as I do that, everywhere I go to the club for my birthday party last Saturday night. They put me in a VIP area right next to a bunch of the Giants. Now I've got these young rookies talking to me. And,
and they're wanting to hook up.
Yeah, of course. But you,
your gentleman lover's not there with you.
Right. And they're, you know, like, oh, to turn down a young athlete is just criminal. It's good for their career. I believe all these good things. I'm like flypaper now. Ever since the day that we said we would only be having sex with each other, they're just, I'm like flypaper.
They're all after you.
Men.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at what you have to choose from out here, is you.
Not as concerned here.
Doug! I mean, it's tough but fair, but
you're
do we have
me
to
some
say
of these guys did not play for the New York Giants?
Well, it's not them. It's the fact that Mike has my heart in St. Louis.
It's all about Mike Lee.
I can't.
Thank you.
Hear.
All right. Thank you.
And Plowboy's taken, or he would have been the first.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that monster hog.
I know.
Monster hog, he has.
I've probably got a hall pass in there, too, I'm sure.
Yes. She could be involved as well.
Oh,
but again, I'm in this exclusive situation.
All right. Well, I'm down, of course. I mean, I don't mind cooking, to be honest.
Oh, God.
Can we bring the same little chair from last night to cooking?
Yeah, I could do that. Bring out my Kindle and, you know, just chill.
Read while it's going on.
Oh, just have light reading.
Now, how about
Iggy,
this?
I think you should tell them that your back is bothering you, so Doggy is out, and try to still explore. Because I still want you to be getting it, because you come back with great stories.
Yeah, he does.
How are we going to find out what happens in your apartment if you're not doing this?
How about, and I would enjoy this, just no sex at all, just a beautiful woman you're with. You lay there, I'll lay there, take care of each other.
Tandem, side by side, like individually, like you're taking care of yourself.
Mutual,
she's taking
hand play.
No sex, just hand play on each other. Maybe a little mouth play.
Saying that doesn't seem to really excite you.
You don't, really have to.
I don't want
to
change the sheets for that. You know what I'm saying? Because you still kind of need to change the sheets, right?
Well, the Blues can even it up tonight.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Bennington can repeat it.
I feel like a waste. You know, if I'm going to change the sheets,
I'm
going to really
change the sheets. I'd like something to happen.
Yeah. I usually like to lay a runway, and usually it's like, you know, maybe a hand towel. You know, sometimes an older towel. Just so we have a designated landing zone. Certainly, we're in the air.
Stay out of the penalty box.
You know, we're in the air 10,000, 20,000 feet, but we really want to make sure when we're finished, everybody gets home safe.
Amen. Oh. That's got to be the key.
Yeah. But you still got to wash the sheets. So, but you don't have to.
I don't know.
You don't have to. At least you have an area where you can sleep that you know is dry.
Oh, I sleep right in there with. I mean the musk.
Savor it.
Yeah,
right?
as long as it's not sticky, I'm cool. I don't think they need changing.
Maybe they'll get
week.
Scandella back tonight. That wouldn't hurt.
Shouldn't hurt.
I doubt it.
Is he a 40-goal scorer?
Can't fall behind by two.
Guys, doing it with another person, that's too much work. Furiously masturbating 10 times a day in a Maryland Heights Whack-It den is totally fine. How does that make any sense, Ken? That's from Carlos Spicy Wheeler.
How is that? I'm using one appendage. Well, I'm taking care of one, but I'm using one appendage.
Right.
And do you always use the same hand, or do you try
nice
to bring in the other hand?
Yeah. You diversify your portfolio.
What I do if I'll just like sit on my hand for a while so it falls asleep.
Oh, stranger.
Yeah, the old stranger. Hello, neighbor.
It's a pro move.
This is a real
different
thing?
No.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
Do this?
I did it on my right hand because like, I like it when my strong hand is really limp.
Ah!
It kind of makes it harder. Like, not the peanut, but, like, the act itself.
No, we got it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, I wanted to explain.
Theater of the mind.
You know, in case somebody wanted to do it, I wanted to make sure that they knew. But, yeah, it's a big deal, yeah.
So
especially
for
lonely people.
thank you.
Well,
I
didn't mean you, Iggy.
I always wanted to be ambidextrous in that situation because I use both hands, only because what happens if you break your right hand, you've never practiced on your left? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
So I brush my teeth every other day with my left hand, and I do my business every other day with my left hand just to keep my
It's like having both a left and right hand basketball. You got to be able to go left and right.
And you know what? I've been practicing that this year, Jackson.
Left hand layups?
I put this hand behind my back. Don't even let myself fall.
Start eating with your left hand.
Every other day.
Jackson's coaching her up.
Yeah, my father taught me that, and he's somewhere around.
Well, you should eat with your left hand anyway if you're right-handed.
Yeah,
too many people. I see this with Americans. Europeans don't do this. Americans will
take
this.
You're out of the country so often.
So
I was
in
Denmark last week.
Years
ago.
So culture.
40, 30. But Europeans will never change hands. Like, Americans will cut the food, put the knife down, take the fork in the right hand, and do that instead.
That's considered good manners.
No.
Yes when we were raised, it was.
No. Yes, it
good,
was.
Good manners is cutting it and then the same thing and pushing your peas onto there. Not
no,
cut
that's
it,
not
put
good
the
manners.
Knife.
That's other, a new
change
style.
Hands. That's kind of Hoosierish.
No, that's what you're supposed to cut with the right and then put it down and then eat with the right hand.
Oh, you're not supposed
to. Yes, you are.
Yeah. I am shocked. What about if Lana Rhodes appeared and said she wanted doggy from you? Would you then do this?
Well, she'd have to apologize first.
100% she would not have to apologize.
Lana owes Ziggy an apology. She treated him poorly at the Tushy booth in 2018.
You're still not over that?
Well, then she's treated a lot of girls like crap. When she got out of the business, she started berating a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
they
like
all
that.
Do it. Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like that.
She had a child recently, am I correct?
That is correct.
Yeah,
they
moved back home to Chicago, I think.
With her parents?
Yeah.
This is great. I see a reality show brewing.
That is that
wouldn't
would
it be awesome?
Gold. Hey, before we go to our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, I would like to tell our audience about the great James Carlton. He was at Maggie O'Brien's last night. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. He is a local State Farm insurance agent right here in Webster Groves. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton. State Farm, 90% of homeowners in Missouri escrow their home insurance with their mortgage and have no idea what they're paying or what they're covered for. Call James today to make sure your biggest asset is protected. It's James Carlton, 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. And Stratum Structural Systems for waterproofing and foundation peering. It's Stratum Structural Systems. The great Matt Ford, the great Brett Grohman of Stratum Structural Systems worked on our home and did an incredible job. They can do the same thing for you. Think local, think Stratum, 314-620-8153, or go online at stratumrepair.com. And when you call, let them know you are a TMA listener and you get $100 off your repair project. That's Stratum Structural Systems online at stratumrepair.com. Well, Doug, the players are gathering here at Normandy for the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem. The weather perfect. The wind has settled down, and the ball striking will be pure.
Looks like they're in the carts, about ready to go. This starts right at 10? No.
10:30, I think. Ball's in the air.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you see any serious players out there?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you?
A lot of plus.
Serious player over there, pointing to himself.
Yeah,
there he is. There's one.
Okay.
Look at
him.
Well, look at it. Look
at
that.
I can see by the way he moved his hips.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Stop it, sir.
Here, we got some. Okay, we've got some here.
Do you get any big hog vibes from any of our, because you were able to pick up on it right away with the plow hawk.
Yeah, it is possible. The young man with the turquoise hat on over there, there is a possibility
there.
Now, why would you pick him?
I'll do a scouting report today for you, Tim.
Nice.
And I will report back with notes in my phone. I'll do a very solid scouting report.
Yeah. I want to know which one of our listeners are well hung.
I'm seeing a lot of turtle heads, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I hate to say it,
little
but
nubbins? You know what? You're right.
Little nubsies.
Yep.
Little nubsies.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that, Doug.
There's nothing wrong with it, but there was a moment where I tried to do the cam on cams. You know, when you're a webcam girl, they'll pay more if you watch them as well. And I realized that there's a lot of mushrooms out there and made me very sad. So I
So mushroom, does that mean it's small with a large head? Is that what that means? Really?
That's a funny t-shirt, mushroom sad.
There's another one, Jackson. Yeah. Send it to Mike.
Usually they're larger men also, so the backdrop kind of overshadows it.
Oh, so
as
like there's
well.
A gut and then yeah, there's this little mushroom device out there?
That's got to be terrible.
I learned how to put a post-it exactly where the box would open up where the guy would appear, but it had to stay there for the whole time and not pop off. So I would like measure down 4 inches from the top of my camera and stick this post-it, and then they would think I was watching, but then I just...
You couldn't watch.
I couldn't watch. Because you know what? I only want memories that are mine. That I had, and then I'd be laying in bed at night, and like I'd go through like those 8 dudes, and I'm like, was not by choice.
No,
not enough money.
Maybe you can join Plowsy on his OnlyFans one night as a special guest.
Oh, that'd be amazing. We could do a cam on cam sesh.
That would be
side by side.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, yeah.
I need those mushroom sads that are on your account to kind of filter over to mine,
because you can train them how to not be a mushroom sad.
Oh yeah, and I'm fine with the video. You know, I realize you've been in the industry. You've seen a lot of it. I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
So
still blue.
Nice, Jackson.
Thanks, brother.
Well, Doug, we're wrapping up our day one broadcast from the Michelob Ultra Dotem, and there is only one way to do it, and that is with the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
All right.
Lisanne, pay attention. I'm going to let you have my vote today.
Oh, what an honor. Okay.
So just listen to the emails, and you got to pick one.
Okay.
Last time I was at Normandy. I think you're going to have to read, Jackson.
You got friends stuck in your throat?
For heaven's sake.
Got a puke, son?
No, he's got water now. He's going to live.
You need me to read?
Lemmings are worried that Tim is dying.
Last time I was in Normandy, Tim drove to the edge of the creek on 11 and trickled a 3-wood onto the green on 18. You know who else could do that? Nobody. But this email is about the other guy in a gray shirt and white hat. Heartbreaker. You mean misery maker? Mr. Evil, you know you done me wrong, Heartbreaker. You orgasm faker. Mistreater. I'm telling you so long. You could probably tell something happened during that last break that upset me. Don't get me wrong, the sex was incredible between us. It always is. But when I noticed the ring in his pocket, I thought it was finally going to happen. But my khaki lover threw me a curveball. The way I figure it, if it's good enough for Lisa Ann and Mike Lee, it's good enough for us. Will you marry me? And then came the kick in my goods, but I still get to have sex with other fan pinners. That's from first name Carrie, last name Masak.
Carrie Masak.
Carrie Masak.
Kevin Miller.
He's new.
Okay.
Ann Young, I got nothing today, so let's recycle an old email. Ann Young, banner moment around 8:30. Doug, does anyone go camping in Greece? Boots, I'm pretty sure they invented anal in Greece.
Yes.
There you go.
Silence. Boots, somebody should look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's where the anal craze really took off. Increasingly uncomfortable silence. Boots, nervously sweating. Well, that's what I think of when I hear Greece. Anal. Delightful. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern, Brian Henshin. Don't forget about my ASMR After Dark YouTube page, Tater Tot, the circumcised ASMR foreskin snipper. We're now sponsored by HelloFresh. Email thegrill111@AOL.com for a special coupon code that'll get you 18 free meals plus 3 special gifts.
Brian Henshin.
You know how many people have turned on ASMR?
How many?
Who?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of people.
I don't know.
Do you like ASMR at all, Lisanne? Is that anything you do or get into?
I get it.
Yeah.
It's not something, but I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it. Iggy,
it is a thing for you, right?
And my favorite sound is the sound of caps being screwed back onto containers it makes me remember like facial massages, like being in a treatment room at a spa.
Oh, yeah.
They always open things and close them right after they open them. And so when I hear that sound, it's soothing.
It's soothing. Cool. Serenity.
All right.
Hold on. Ann Young, following up on Plowsy's hand-sitting comment, sometimes Doug sits. No. I'm surprised that made it to the filtered file.
Shouldn't
be real candid.
Come on, Jackson.
I skim through it.
And finally, Normandy's dogwoods and pines are playing on my mind this morning. I wish I were with all of you out at the Rock on this fine morning, but sadly I have to work. I'll be forced to imagine Doug putting on number 9. Plowsy hitting his 6-iron for the 121-yard celebrity tee shot, and Ken being nervous around Lern. I wish I could see Beer Cats cramming donuts down his walrus-sized gullet. I'll bet he doesn't even chew. He just unhinges his jaw like an anaconda trying to swallow a large rodent.
Oh.
I'll simply have to imagine dozens of militant gentlemen crowding into the single bathroom stall as they unsuccessfully try to dry off their swamp ass. It's batwing season, and many of these diabetics are so excited to catch a glimpse of Doug's rump that many will forget to pre-apply Gold Bond powder to their undercarriages, leaving them unable to combat the chafing from the excess moisture between their ham-hocked eyes. Most of all, I wish I could see Tim's ball flight as the perfect new move hits hole-in-one after hole-in-one. Happy dotum, everyone. Stay hydrated, and don't be getting handsy with Lisa Ann.
No.
That's from the JV Golf Coach.
JV Golf Coach.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Okay. It's between Henshin, the JV Golf Coach, and I forgot the name of the
Carrie Masak.
Oh, that's right. I'll go for the JV Golf Coach. JV Golf Coach gets my vote.
Iggy, you have given your vote to Lisa Ann today.
Give mine to Lisa Ann. You have to vote for somebody.
I'm going to go Greece and anal because it's the same thing I think about when I think of Greece.
That was Henshin, Brian Henshin.
Yeah.
Wow.
They love their anal sex.
Once I hear that, I got to go with Brian Henshin. Brian Henshin is one.
Damn it, Lucas.
The Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Is that true, Buck Greece?
They do.
And really?
Yes.
Yeah, and we proved Henshin wrong. Yes. He's making fun of me. We just proved I'm right, Henshin.
Iggy is loaded.
Don't be bitter. Why would that be a big thing in Greece?
Yeah, what
they
is
just
it?
Love it.
Tzatziki sauce?
And also, remember, they're uncircumcised, which makes it a bit easier.
Manuel.
give and take there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? Iggy's uncircumcised.
Really?
Turtlenecked ween.
I didn't. When I was a kid, I don't think my parents knew you had to have it done. I thought it was like a Jewish thing. And we were Catholics, so they thought we couldn't
do it.
I
mean, it's neutral, right?
No, but I think it was like a religious thing with my parents.
Okay, that's common.
I bet you that thing feels like an old leather satchel.
Oh, don't say that.
What the hell, man?
Pepper just took on Genie.
Pepper and Genie on Monday. We got some issues to
tell
about.
Tuesday,
yeah, we're off Monday.
We'll have a big one on
leather
Tuesday.
Satchel.
We'll have a big show on
it
Tuesday.
It is a bit more rewarding. There's more to really work with. You know,
oh, you prefer uncircumcised?
I'm neutral. I'm completely neutral. But okay. I think we were, you know, it wasn't until I got in the industry that I really started to discover it. I'm like, oh, you know, it feels more rewarding because there's more to work with.
Huh. Interesting. Well, Doug.
Didn't see that coming. Did not see that even discussed today when we sat down.
Of course.
Now, I said at 9:52, let's talk about Iggy being uncircumcised and the plow hawk dropping his line about an old leather satchel.
Satchel. Yep. Satchel.
We hit the hole.
Wrote that last night on my way home.
So that was a bit or a sketch?
Through the wing ranch.
Sketch. Well, it's time for the Dotem. Doug, you've been wanting to see the ball flights of these players, and you are about to see it. The players will be taking to the course. Michelob Ultra, the presenting sponsor, Family Golf, and Munganess, St. Louis Acura and Alton Toyota, also sponsoring the Dotem, and Donut Drive-In, Salt and Smoke, and J.J. Twiggs of Southampton, all providing food today. And don't forget, when you get home tonight, order your pizza from J.J. Twiggs Southampton. You get 20% off your order at J.J. Twiggs Southampton when you tell them you are a TMA listener. That special goes all the way through Saturday. Friday night is pizza night, and our new sponsor this week is J.J. Twiggs of Southampton. Time for us to shut it down, Lisa Ann. Wonderful.
Thanks so much for being here.
My God, it's great to have you back in St. Louis.
And again, let's get some jellyfish, Doug.
Yeah, let's get that brine.
I was looking for the donuts. Where's the donuts?
That golden kidney water.
Oh, I need a maple long john.
Oh, you already had one or you need one?
Oh, I need one.
All right.
And we're doing this all again tomorrow morning, right?
That's right. Yeah. We'll be right back here. Dotem all day today, all day tomorrow. Thank you to everybody at Normandy. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everybody at Hubbard Radio for setting it up. We are very grateful for the support. For Action Jackson, for the Plowhawk, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Lisa Ann making her glorious return to St. Louis, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, The Potted Plant.
All right.